Morocco, week 6, Tuesday.
And now, episode 27 of Moon Over Morocco.
The biggest nuts are those which are empty.
Jack, the little Flacique, and her band of men move along the fringe of the great desert. They make their way toward the palace of Hassan Bizel. The distance that needs to be covered is far. The line of camels moves slowly as the sun sinks into the sand.
Problem for a while anyway, for we follow the line of wells that stretch into the desert.
These are the underground rivers that run from the high Atlas Mountains.
Uh-huh. They pop up out of the sand here and there. They are the oasis.
I take it that your main function is to be my personal bodyguard.
Yeah. The King Hassan Bizel and his sorceress queen, they will set traps all along our path.
Well, can we not just take a different route?
It matters little, El Kaba baby, for the queen has magical means to decipher our tracks.
So in other words, we're merely riding right into their traps.
Well, as your bodyguard, as you call me, it's for me to sense out and disassemble these magic traps. And I'm pretty good.
Each time the true son of El Kaba outwits the king, your myth grows more powerful. The people are attracted to you and will rally behind you as the true liberator. Yea, each trap unsprung will weigh heavily against the credibility of the oppressor.
Tell me something. Wasn't it true that Hassan Bizel was once also known as the son of El Kaba, the great liberator?
Well, that's the way it goes.
To the dog that has money, men say, my lord dog.
So the oppressed became the oppressor. It's the usual pattern. What route is this that we're taking?
Look! Ahead!
What is that? Rocks.
It is the first such marker upon our path.
It's an arch. A stone archway.
Send for the Grand Vizier.
Send for the Grand Vizier.
Send for the Grand Vizier.
Someone call?
Pull up a cushion, Vizier.
Oh, great king. O most powerful lord, O great sun in our eye, O large moon in our face.
Sit down.
Oh, sit down. To hear is to obey.
Good, good, good. Tell me, my wazir, the knobs upon your head, what do they say to you about this people's liberator who begins his ride our way this day?
This day, our way. A false liberator, carrying to extreme a feeble insult.
Hmm.
To threaten with a few mangy camels and a mere handful of jackals for men? Figs.
And tell me, wazir, what do the knobs tell you of this child of magic?
This child of magic. Oh, the little Flossie. A mere child with some feeble knowledge of magic.
Yes.
Great figs.
It would please me greatly if the wazir spoke without his mouth full of figs.
Hearkening and obedience, my lord.
So, this little Flossique is but a tiny threat,
Tiny threat. Like a mere fly in my lord's couscous. A slight irritation.
If our traps snap and nothing is caught.
Nothing is caught. It is true, great one, that firstly, that the people easily lose confidence.
Mm.
For secondly, such are the ways of subjects. However, thirdly, the Queen Azura has designed such tempting traps of such ingenuity that fifthly, the escape from one provides the fourthly information necessary. Provides the fourthly information necessary to sixthly catch him in the next trap. And so on.
What is this and so on?
Seventhly.
It is rumored this false son of El Kabar also has a golden eye. Is that so?
Is that so?
I asked the question.
Oh, true. Very so. He wears the eye against his forehead, like yours, my lord.
The same?
The same forehead?
Oh,
the same eye,
yes.
Apparently. Such figs. Not too loud.
Really?
Low on seeds.
Stop stuffing your cheeks for a moment. Then you agree with the Queen Azura. This man is truly dangerous.
Truly dangerous. Would my lord knowingly squat upon a mad porcupine?
Your point is well made.
Stop, y'all!
The rubber tongue of the green leaper.
Frogs? On the edge of the desert? There's only a sliver of a moon. It doesn't even look real. Well, it's really too dark to see much of anything.
Come on. We'll investigate.
Are we planning to camp here?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be best if we traveled by night?
When the moon becomes more full, yeah.
Firelight is needed to safeguard the imagination, son of El Kabar.
You mean this battle of magic forces us to travel in the furnace of the day?
Shh.
We can too easily be scattered in the darkness, and once scattered, picked off one by one.
Wow. What an eerie place. It's all frog marshes. Old Roman walls. And mosques that have crumbled back into the desert. Those domed buildings. Tombs?
Yeah. Stay here. I will sniff the air for the scent of a set trap.
Well, this is sure some place to spend the night.
It is the swamps. Old Berber saying, never turn your back on a frog.
Hmm?
In the caves, there are drawings of frogs with the strength of 10 rhinoceros.
A frog?
So it has been painted.
They get awfully loud at night, you know.
Bork.
I beg your pardon?
Bork, the great green bull leaper, had the strength of 100 camels in a courtyard.
Well, these swamps are sure smelly enough, I can believe it.
And his tongue was a whip, that long.
That long?
Bork could hook a hawk out of the sky.
With his tongue?
Yes, that long.
That long? You mean just, zitch, got him.
Out of the sky, swatch.
And it doesn't bother you to sleep here tonight?
It looks good. I suspected a trap here, but it's safe above ground.
Well, I'll refrain from burrowing.
Do that. Abu, get everyone to gather fire materials, but tell them to stay on the edge of the marshes.
Tell me something, Fossick. Don't you find this place a little creepy?
You bet. Come on, I'll show you the tombs. It's enough to make your skin creep.
Wonderful.
It's this way. I tried to get a reading from these tombs, but I can't sense anything. We'll have to have a look inside ourselves.
You mean we have to go into those things?
Just to make certain.
Terrific.
The holes in the top of the dome allow enough moonlight to come in so we can almost see.
What are the holes for, anyway? To let the spirits out?
Yeah.
I think I better strike a match.
A match? A what? A match?
A match. A fire stick. You know, these things in my head. Boy, this place sure gives you the creeps, all right.
Hey, quick, bring the fire stick over this way.
Hey, did you find something? Oh, an inscription.
Yeah.
Does it say who's buried here?
No. It says...
Could you do that again?
Sure. It says...
That is amazing. Can you translate it?
Yeah. It says, a handful of bees is worth more than a sackful of flies.
Really? What kind of tongue is that?
Frog tongue.
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday.
What you're listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3. zbs.org.
Tune in this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
Was I dreaming? I better get back. There it is again.
The way is this way.
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.
Jasmine?